The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, it's Bo here with a Bad Batch TV talk. Listen, let me just first say, hi, happy new year, everyone. It's been a while. I took a longer hiatus than I intended to from the TV talk podcast. I really wanted to do a Hawkeye retrospective, kind of Hawkeye revisited over the holidays, especially with that being kind of a Christmas themed entry into the Disney Plus MCU world. But unfortunately, as you can kind of hear, my voice decided to leave. Yeah, I got sick around Christmas, and whilst I have physically recovered for the most part, my voice continues to be not exactly sounding like myself. So yeah, I'm really hoping it gets back, because I'm actually just about 6 days away from being in like a full-on like 15 episode recording retreat. So I'm about to rest my voice hard after recording this. But regardless, I wanted to go ahead and put this out because we do have some new episodes of The Bad Batch. Season 2 is here. And we get a chance to spend time in this era, the dark times, if you will. This is the times after the Republic, as the Empire is really establishing itself. This is where the Jedi are being hunted. They're on the run, if there are any left. And the Empire is really establishing itself out there in the rest of the known galaxy. We get a chance to see our Bad Batch characters are a little conflicted about what their role is in the universe as a whole. Last season was all about them kind of, you know, rebelling against the Empire and then also being on the run and also wanting to protect Omega. Well, now they've kind of done all that. They've figured out a way to, you know, yeah, they're living hand to mouth, but they found a way of life that works for them. They're using the skills that they were brought up with. And, you know, for the most part, they're getting paid and they're okay. But we see that Hunter in particular is really like, you know, interested in this life of freedom, especially kind of providing for Omega, a chance for her to grow up and be the normal kid that he and the rest of his siblings never got a chance to be. So one big payday sounds like a really, really good way out, so to speak. But as we see, it doesn't matter. There really is no place you can run. There is no freedom here. There is no, you know, normal childhood as we live in this world where the Empire is establishing itself. I love how we see that Echo in particular is the one that's really pushing the group to do more in the world, right? Like, whilst all the other Bad Batchers, they were unique in and of themselves because of their mutations, because of their enhancements, whatever you want to call it. But the things that made them different kind of always gave them this unique position in the Grand Army of the Republic. Echo was different. Echo was a full-on soldier through and through. He believed in kind of the righteous nature that of for the mission for which he was, you know, literally created. And to see not just the corruption of that mission with all of these clone troopers becoming stormtroopers, with the Empire really taking command and control of his brothers, he still feels that call to help the helpless, to go out, to be a soldier, to be a good soldier, not a good soldier who follows orders, but a good soldier who stands between civilians and the monsters that want to hurt them. So I really like this, especially with Echo being this character that connects many of us who grew up or watched the Clone Wars. He is that common thread. He is the one that kind of connects us with these two eras of the universe. Now, that being said, we do know that Rex is going to show up at some point in the future. We've seen him pop up in some of the promo material, and I'm really excited for that. Really excited for this Wanda Sykes pirate character that we got here for like all of 2 seconds. She's definitely going to be back. I mean, you know, it's Wanda Sykes. Like, why would you? Was Wanda Sykes just walking down the halls of Lucasfilm and be like, hey, Wanda, do you mind like saying like 2 or 3 lines? She's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. No. Come on. This is definitely a character that's going to mean something in this series. And I got to kind of wonder, given the fact that this is a character that's being voiced by somebody with a fairly prominent screen presence, is this going to be a character that we're going to see later in life? Especially given the fact that, you know, you do the math and Wanda Sykes might actually be the age that this character might be in an Ahsoka series. It's possible. I'm just kind of throwing it out there. Maybe there might be some connected tissue. We've seen more and more of this, right? In the Mandalorian era of Star Wars, where there are these animated characters or characters who are getting introduced in animation and making their way to live action, or vice versa. Some of these live action original characters making their ways into animated as well. This kind of back and forth. It even got me started to think about the fact that we could potentially see some Bad Batchers pop up in, I don't know, maybe Mandalorian, maybe in Ahsoka, maybe in one of these other Disney Plus series, Andor, maybe? I don't know. I think about how we saw in Obi-Wan, or rather in Kenobi, how there was a clone trooper that was like on the side of the road with his helmet out, you know, begging on the streets and everything. And what an interesting connection point, another way to kind of take a character, you know, so to speak, that we've seen frequently in animation. And of course, you know, originally introduced in live action, of course, you know, portrayed once again by the same actor. But my point is, we know these characters more through animation, and then to see them in that regard back in live action, I thought was really great. And the Bad Batch would be very interesting to try to adapt to live action, right? Because of course, these are characters that, whilst clones, are not carbon copy of Jango Fett. I mean, Hunter maybe is the closest, right? And obviously Echo with a couple of, you know, technological enhancements. But somebody like Wrecker or Tech, you know, I think about Tech in particular. You think about that kid that played young Jango, or young Boba rather, Daniel Logan, if I'm not mistaken. I have no idea what he looks like right now, but I always knew he was kind of like a thinner dude back then. Now, you know, who knows what he looks like now? It'd be interesting, like, what if they brought him in to play Tech or you know, one of these Bad Batchers in a live action capacity? It could happen. It could be kind of fun to see how that goes. You know, I mentioned that there's connection points, right, between now and the Clone Wars. This entire episode takes place at Dooku's castle, which was originally introduced in a few episodes of the Clone Wars. I remember it was such a cool concept when they showed us that, and it almost like presented more questions than anything else. And then we never really saw it again. I want to say it was in the episode with the Night Sisters. Like, things were getting like really kind of crazy and wild in Star Wars, in the Clone Wars at that point. And the notion that Dooku would have this whole palace unto himself, where he was based out of, it makes a lot of sense. And it was one of those areas where you kind of wanted them to explore a little bit more. Even in this episode, I don't feel like we really got enough of that set piece, right? Like, it was cool kind of seeing how the people of that world were like, yeah, Dooku robbed from us first. Like, this is the, you know, yeah, he, the separatists, like maybe he was funding these, you know, the separatist war and the separatist movement and kind of fleecing all of these other systems, but that started right here at home. And so it was cool to see that civilian impact and see that our, you know, heroes, our Bad Batchers are having to deal with the reality that though they grew up in a world of war, right? And now they find themselves constantly on the run, constantly looking for that next fight. They're actually just people out here who are trying to live a life. It almost kind of, you know, echoes back to what we saw with Hunter. Like, that's what he wants. He wants that normal life. But a normal life doesn't exist so long as the Empire is out here growing and gathering more control over the citizens of the known galaxy. A lot of vibes I should mention in this, like when they were hanging off the side of the cliff, you know, two things. One, there's the very clear Indiana Jones reference with the Let It Go and the guy, you know, the Holy Grail, right? As Omega is reaching down for the cash and it's like, no, she's got to let it go. And then also that entire, you know, piece, that set piece they were in felt a lot like the trailer from the Lost World Jurassic Park that was hanging off the edge when the T-Rex came through. I half expected for them to be holding onto that cable and literally the entire crate like fall around them, just like that shot from the Lost World. That didn't happen, but that whole, I don't know, it felt like that to me. But all in all, a great reintroduction to the Bad Batch. You know, I love this series. It's, but it does a good job of being both heavy and also light at the same time, right? Like, I can watch this with my kids, but there's also some, you know, deeper themes that are going on, but it's not too heavy. You know, you get a nice, it's like a good sandwich, right? Like, it tastes good. It's not a full meal, but it tastes good and it'll get you through lunch. You're doing all right. But it's not like Andor where it's like dense and heavy and like filling and like, whoa, you know, so this, I just love that we've got all these different angles and eras and places to play in the Star Wars universe. And I continue to, look ahead to what we're going to get from Bad Batch. So will this be a series that we cover here on TV Talk? Probably. It depends on kind of how some of the episodes go, if there are kind of denser things that inspire theory and things to talk about and, you know, nods to other series. To me, that's what's the most interesting is how can we speculate? And then this is a bit more of a serialized series, and that's okay. You know, I don't think that's a bad thing. So yeah, let's watch it. Let's have some fun with it. And hey, if there's some other series out there that you want us to cover here on TV Talk, let me know. Love to hear from you. Head over to tvtalk.fm. You can contact the show there. It's show@tvtalk.fm. Would love to hear your thoughts. What series would you like us to cover? I'm going to go drink some tea and rest my voice up. And that is going to do it for me for right now. But again, Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you're enjoying this. And until next time, I'll be back in a flash.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.